Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I'm having a look again at r/AskReddit, one of my favourite subreddits recently, where people on the internet answer interesting questions and give us, quite frankly, incredible stories. So in this episode, we'll be finding out Redditor's answers to the question, what was the best you have no power here moment you have ever seen? We had an HR lady who was extremely power hungry. She is walking around with the president of the company who flew in from Japan. She rushes him through the warehouse and just spits out, oh, these are the warehouse guys. We don't have to stop and talk to them. But he stops, walks over, and starts talking to me about my last vacation, how buying my house went. You can just see her fuming behind him as we talk for almost 45 minutes. I've had multiple meetings with him and we knew each other really well. I don't think he liked her and dragged it out on purpose, but I was thrilled to see her just standing there, bored as heck. Yep, that is someone who takes their job a bit too seriously and thinks they're a bit too important. I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? An HR lady who doesn't seem to care about human relations. In my first apartment, my parents came to visit, and I said, frick, when I hit my head on the open door of the freezer while standing up from grabbing something from the fridge. My mother said, you can't talk like that in my hat, and stop mid-sentence. That is amazing. When I was working customer service for a restaurant delivery service, not unlike DoorDash, I had a customer send in a complaint about hair in their food. The hair was sitting on top of the food. I checked their account, and they had one order on their account, which is a big red flag. I check their phone number and find multiple accounts, each other 1 to 2 orders, all of them complaining about a hair in the food. I deny a refund because the customer has actually used the same identical photo for the last order since they ordered the same thing. The customer tries to argue with me and threatens to never use the service again, typical stuff that they always say. Eventually, the customer gives up and ends the call, then immediately tries again. I get the support request. I see who it is and deny the refund again. She ends the call, then tries again. The person behind me gets the call. I tap the person on the shoulder and show them what I pulled up on my screen, and that person also denies the refund. The next day, the same woman calls back and tries again and is outside of the refund window, so the customer demands to speak to a supervisor. But the supervisor just bans her from the service for multiple fraudulent refund requests. That is good karma. Don't try and steal food. I mean, that is literally stealing food. Come on. I taught my 6th grade students about democratic processes, and we ran a simulation. Without fail, every one of my classes tried to impeach me. Oh no, that is a... Is that good or not? That doesn't sound great to me. I worked for 8 years servicing communications equipment on site. 5 of those years were as the department manager. When oil was found in our area, we got so busy we could barely even think. Most of my team were pulling 12 plus hour days, 6 days a week, and we were struggling to hire people quick enough. One day, the CEO texted and said he hired an assistant manager for me, which was something I desperately needed. I was dirty as heck from my previous job and swung by the store to pick him up and take him to one of our sites where we'd be doing paperwork. The moment he got in the truck, he immediately started talking rubbish. He started telling me about how everything we were doing is effed up and the department manager, my name, was a total moron and he would have my job within a few months. Obviously, he doesn't know who OP is in this situation. I just sat and mostly listened. He obviously didn't know anything about my industry and every time he would say something wrong, I would try to politely correct him and he'd either backtrack or insist that I was trained wrong. When we got to the site, out in the middle of the West Texas desert, he complained about the layer of dust on everything and ordered me to clean up the entire site. When I sat down at my desk, the guy continued to bite my ear off about everything that was wrong and chastised me for sitting down at my desk when he told me to clean up the site. So I called for a taxi, filled out a notice of termination, and handed it to him. He looked absolutely shocked. Then he defiantly protested that only the CEO could fire him. I said, "And my name as well, right?" He sheepishly nodded, so I stuck my hand out for a handshake and introduced myself. I can teach anyone how to service equipment, but I don't have a clue how to teach someone not to be a butthole. Amazing. So you're just telling me he had no idea who you were? I mean, that is so many red flags right there, right? When someone new into a company is already slagging off members of that company, employees of that company, that is a no-go. Get him out of there. I worked at a movie theater, and some customers were adamant that a staff member had stolen their wallet after they dropped it. It turns out that these people just couldn't see and found the wallet once they actually looked for it. They got irate with literally everyone, from the mall security to the managers to the staff. Mall security finally said, "Get the F out," and the customers went, "You can't say that! This isn't your theatre! We're customers!" The mall security guy promptly said, "This is my mall, and I can do whatever the frick I want." That guy is bad. You do not want to mess with him. A co-worker friend of mine was flying back from a sales conference in Vegas, and he was able to upgrade to a first-class seat. We had this female dog sales VP that was on the same flight. She was the snobby, entitled type with a full-time nanny and giant McMansion in the suburbs, and she generally treated people who worked for her like servants. She sees my co-worker in a first-class seat as she is making her way to coach, and asks him how he got that seat. He uses points to upgrade. As people are getting settled in, she makes her way back up to the first-class cabin and asks to speak with the lead flight attendant. She tells him that one of her underlings is sitting in first class and that she needs to switch with him since she's higher on the corporate ladder. The guy can't believe what he's hearing, but she won't take no for an answer. Finally, he tells her she has to go back to her seat or she'll be escorted from the plane. She made a complete butt of herself in front of the whole first class cabin. Like, I don't even understand the logic here. Nobody cares who you are or that, you know, you're the boss of this person in first class. This guy has used his points to get that seat. It's nothing to do with you. And obviously the flight attendant isn't going to do anything about that. What are you doing, lady? One of my new employees came from a competitor who is, shall we say, not as put together as we are. Her former boss had actually called me to yell at me about poaching his consultants, which in and of itself is weird enough. However, a few weeks after she started, the dude rolled up to our office. He had apparently been calling her to get her to finish an analysis for him, and she just ghosted him. I went to the lobby to see what the frick he was doing here. He started in on me again, and then she happened to walk by. I didn't fully understand the conversation, but at one point, he literally demanded she do this analysis. She just said, "Or what?" and waited.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did a few beats before turning on her heels and walking away. I did the old hand on his back, point to the door, universal symbol for leave, or a large security man will make you leave. I never heard from him again. Yeah, seriously, this person doesn't work for you anymore. Why are you still trying to force them to do the work? Makes no sense, once again. I had an old boss who was a complete and total idiot. He was actually my boss's boss and wasn't supposed to interact with us unless it was through our boss. But he just loved trying to make everyone under him squirm. The company had forced him to go to training twice because of how he spoke to people. Okay, so it's clear there's a problem here. One day, I get a call at home from him and he just starts unloading. Cursing, name-calling, insulting over some technical issue he just found out about. After a couple of minutes, I just looked at my phone and hung up on him. The next day, I get called into a meeting with his boss, who basically wants to know who the frick I think I am hanging up on this guy. I calmly explain that no one gets to yell at me on my time, in my home, on my phone. You have to wait for me to be on the clock to pay me for that privilege, and I'll gladly take that money. If I'm busy being yelled at, I'm not busy with anything else. Actually, it seemed to work. That kind of surprises me, but it's a great response from you, so yeah, kudos to you, well done. When I was in high school, I worked at a popular warehouse club, selling computers on the weekends. I was hired by the store manager via referral from a friend. I love computers, and they thought I'd make a good salesman, so my job was to stay in the computer department and sell computers. Nothing else. Well, one of the shift managers didn't exactly like that and started insisting that I needed to go and fold clothes for a while. As in, half my dang shift. I told him that the store manager had instructed me never to leave the technology department, but he insisted. Now, this went on for several weeks. The store manager showed up one weekend when both the power tripping shift manager and I were working. The store manager walks up with the shift manager close behind. The store manager slaps a stack of green bar paper, this was a while ago, down onto a shelf and points to some highlighted numbers. He looks at the shift manager and says, "Do you see this? This is our average technology sales numbers for the weeks you are on shift. You see this number over here? This is our average technology sales numbers for weeks you are not. At this point, it would be more cost effective for me to simply fire you. What do you think of that solution?" The guy stammers and stutters like a toddler caught bullying another kid on the playground. Fortunately, the dude wasn't fired, but the store manager made it clear that when I was on shift, I was not to leave the technology department unless I was on break or there was a fire in the store. That shift manager never said another word to me. I kind of get it from his perspective though, like you've just come in, clearly you're better at the job than he is, and he's like, oh come on, I can do this, but no, clearly OP, you are much better than him and you had much better sales, get back to doing what you do best. One of my jobs is in a hotel slash restaurant slash bar. A guest came into the bar after having been refused service at our sister hotel down the road. He was very drunk and had been rude, abusive, and threatening to the staff. He insisted we serve him as he was a guest, but we'd already been phoned by our sister hotel so they could let us know what the situation was. We refused, but offered him some water and suggested he go up to his room. He then went on about how he had nearly bought our hotel and that he was practically our boss, so we should serve him or he'd have us fired. We refused. He told us he was a very rich man and would tip us hundreds of pounds if we served him. Again, we refused. He was getting abusive at this point, so we again suggested he have some water and head up to his room. He went on to tell us that his brother was the mayor, so we should serve him. But again, we refused and told him he should go on up to his room yet again. But then he said he was going to the pub across the street, but all the pubs and restaurants in our town have a barred from one, barred from them all policy. So we telephoned the other pubs to inform them of the situation. Many of them got back to us and said they had been offered money, been threatened with losing their jobs, and also told the story of the mayor. All of the pubs stuck to their guns and refused to serve him. Eventually, he came back to the hotel and went to his room. Oh, that is such a sad story. This guy is clearly thinks he's just like the king of the world and can just do whatever he wants and, you know, bribe people, pay people off. But no, you get towns like this where everyone is friendly with each other and works together. They're not just going to say, all right, fine, we'll let you in for a couple hundred pounds. It's more a matter of principle. I love what everyone did here. And yeah, I'm sorry, mate. It's an early shower for you. Get some sleep, you know, recover, come back tomorrow a better man. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AskReddit. Really hope you have enjoyed it. A lot of you were asking for more on the subreddit, and you know, it's very enjoyable to see some of these interesting answers. A little bit of entitled people creeping into this video, which I'm sure a lot of you enjoyed. If you do want more from r/AskReddit right away, check out this video on screen. It's one I did, a couple of weeks ago. It's another episode of r/AskReddit, and it's very, very good. It's so good that I've forgotten the title or even the question. But hover over it right now and you'll be able to find out what it is. Crazy scenes. I mean, look at the thumbnail. You can't not click. I mean, look at it. It's unbelievable stuff. If you are new to my channel, make sure to subscribe and turn notifications on so you never miss one of my daily videos. And with that all being said, I will see you tomorrow with another one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.